I first learned about Tegan from my granddaughter. She plays on a basketball team with Tegan's older brother. And when she told me about this little boy that had been born with the left side of his heart missing, I had a hard time wrapping my mind around that. I mean, how could he live with half a heart? So I researched Tegan online, and what I found was one remarkable boy. His full name is Tegan-Pettit. Not like the straight line dash, but dash like the character from the movie The Incredibles. The boy wonder who could run at lightning speed. The name fits Tegan to a T. I even found an amazing photo of Tegan dressed like Superman. I mean, it was more like a movie poster, photoshopped by photographer Josh Rossi. I invited Tegan and his mother to our studios because I had to meet this superboy with half a heart. So what you have is HLHS, right?
It is called hypoplastic left heart syndrome.
Wow, I'm impressed that you were able to just throw that out. I won't ask you to spell it.
I don't know how to, so that's good.
I think that what you've gone through can give everybody that knows your story more strength to think that they could endure difficulties. To me, is really inspiring. And you've had to deal with this for quite a while.
Yeah, my whole life.
Your whole life. And your whole life is 9 years old. Mm-hmm. You're 9 years, right?
Since 2008, and I was born with it.
Explain to me, at least as far as you understand, what's wrong with your heart? What happened? Do you know?
Well, when I was born, then all my mom's EKGs were fine. They said it was a normal baby boy. And then when I was born, I was fine, and then they sent me home, and then my grandma gave me a shower, and I was all blue. So then she tried to make the water warmer, and she put it to the hottest it could, and I was still blue. So then they took us to my brother's doctor, which became my doctor, and he said you need to get this baby on an ambulance.
Wow.
Because my heart sounded like a horse.
Ooh, it was beating really hard.
He had his first open heart surgery at 7 days old.
This is Tegan's mother, Britton.
Brytten.
I asked her, what impresses you most about Tegan?
His heart, in more ways than one. He is just wise beyond his years, and he just adds such a special spirit and light to our family. Just the way he takes everything in stride. And I mean, if they told me that I had to get poked as much as he has to get poked for labs and all the procedures he has to have done to him, and even just he had to have an MRI the other day, and I had to have an MRI a little while ago, and that was the scariest thing I've ever done, and I was so worried about him. But he just was like, that was so cool. I felt like I was, you know, in a spaceship watching a 3D movie. And
mom's freaking out.
And I was freaking out. I was crying outside of the room. He didn't know that, but I was, because I was just worried about how he would take that. But he did so good, and he always does. And then just his heart in general, what the doctors have been able to do, what God has blessed him with, it's just an absolute miracle.
Tell me the first time you can remember being in a hospital.
The first time that I remember was when I had my third open heart surgery.
And how old were you then?
Six? Five.
Five, okay. You were 5 years old. How do you feel now?
Well, I'm just going to say what I used to say when I was little and when I did YouTube videos about my heart. My dad would say, how's your heart feel at the end of the video? And then I would always say, my heart feels happy and strong.
Even when Tegan was three, he had a great attitude.
Do you want to say anything?
Yes.
What do you want to say? How's your heart today?
Happy and strong.
Happy and strong?
When Tegan was three, his dad, Ryan, started making YouTube videos, showing Tegan playing and trying new adventures, like swinging high on a swing set.
Tegi, what are you doing?
I'm swinging so high.
Really high? Who's pushing you? Uncle Josh is pushing you?
Yes!
In one video, Tegan is playing a game outside with his brother Mason and cousins. The kids all run off together, with Tegan lagging behind, trying to keep up. But he doesn't seem frustrated. He's just doing the best he can. I heard that Tegan went to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Is that right?
Yes.
What happened there?
Tegan's had most of his care done in Salt Lake City at Primary Children's, and he had all three planned surgeries done there. Shortly after the third surgery in 2013, he was diagnosed with a really rare complication called plastic bronchitis.
Oh, my.
What was happening was lymphatic fluid was filling up in his bronchial tubes inside of his lungs, basically shutting off his airways. And then to clear his airway, he would cough and cough and cough really, really hard until he coughed out these things that they called casts. And they were literally a cast of his bronchioles, so it looked like tree branches.
Boy, I saw what that cast looked like in one of your videos. Kind of scary.
They look awful. He never, ever complained. The way he sounded when he would cough them up sounded like he was dying, and we'd have to crank his oxygen up really high, but he's always been able, knock on wood, you know, to get him out on his own. So that's a really bad, really rare complication that eventually would just suffocate him, because eventually he wouldn't be able to get him out. It would stop him from breathing.
So what did you do?
Salt Lake's only option was a heart transplant. So we listed him for a heart transplant in, I think it was April of 2014. Heart transplants are really hard to come by, especially pediatric. Sadly, someone has to donate their heart, and it has to be the same, around the same weight as your child and the same blood type. And that's asking a lot from another family. And so he was listed, and he wasn't doing well, and he was very, very sick. And we practically lived at Primary Children's for that whole year.
Well, you know, I've been in a hospital for a couple of days. I hated it. I can't imagine having such a long, extended stay at a hospital.
Our longest stay was 100 days straight. About the end of the 100 days, they told us, you know, the heart's not coming, and it's getting to be the holiday season, and this could be your last holiday season with Tegan, and we really would suggest that you take him home and try to celebrate the holidays at home. So we did. We took on the job of pharmacist and respiratory therapist and nurse and doctor, and we did it all from inside the walls of our home. It was a big job for me and his dad, and my mom helped. But we did it because it was worth it, and a heart never came. And he actually had a time of where the plastic bronchitis kind of subsided, and he was doing okay.
Tegan's mother said that something wonderful happened.
And through the magic of the internet, we found out that Philadelphia was doing a world-renowned surgery where a doctor just said, too many kids are dying of plastic bronchitis. So he came up with a way that he could stop it without a heart transplant. When Tegan's plastic bronchitis was getting bad and a heart wasn't coming, we decided that we're going to take the chance and fly him out to Philadelphia and do the procedure.
When was this? Two years ago.
2 summers, exactly. It was August. The surgery was done on August 13th of 2015. They saved his life. We call his plastic bronchitis is in remission. They don't ever call him healed, but we haven't seen anything. We don't treat him for it. And we basically just say that he's living on a miracle.
The family is at Bear Lake on a hot summer day.
Okay, show her how you swim to Dell.
And Tegan's dad likes to call him Tiggy.
Wow, you're so good.
Yeah. On the legs. Come swim with Tiggy, Thatch.
I'm swimming.
Good job, Tiggy.
You know what? You have a great attitude. But you have lots of experience, right? Too much experience, actually. You could probably do a little less of the hospital experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except there's one thing that I really love about the hospital.
Ice cream?
No.
Oh.
They have the best spaghetti in the world.
Okay. I hope your mom's not listening.
Her spaghetti's the second best in the world.
Second best in the world.
Hospital spaghetti. I know about the hospital spaghetti.
So he's eating and having dinner with the family?
He just recently got rid of his G-tube. He had a feeding tube, a permanent feeding tube in his stomach, but he's been eating so well by mouth that they took that out a few months ago. So he eats by mouth now. He takes pills. We were on liquids. So he's made a lot of improvement.
Tegan's in school.
Yes.
I mean, would you have guessed that you'd have been able to do that? I mean, 2 years ago, to attend regular school?
No. I mean, it's a miracle that he's even here with us. And third grade was his first year since the diagnosis of plastic bronchitis that he was able to complete. And now here we are just at the start of fourth grade, and I can hardly believe it.
Wow, that's wonderful. When Tegan gets up in the morning, is there any unusual things you have to do in preparation before he goes to school?
So he does wear oxygen at night, and then he takes medication, life-saving medication, three times a day. So we take it right before we leave for school, right when he gets home from school, and then right before bed.
So, Tegan, what is a typical day for you?
Like a normal day?
Yeah, just like a normal day. What's your typical day? You get up in the morning, you have breakfast, you shower at night, you go to school?
Yeah, and I play with my friends and watch TV and do all that stuff.
That is perfect.
And also ask my mom anything about my Superman thing every day now. Like, is there any more news?
Tegan's mom is talking about those amazing Superman photos I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast.
This Superman thing couldn't have come at a better time. Lots of Tegan's friends now in fourth grade are trying out for the competition basketball team. His older brother plays competition sports. And he looked at me the other day while we were at the tryout for his big brother, and the fourth graders were there too. And he said, "Do you think I'm the only fourth grader here that's not trying out for the basketball team?" And I said, "Yeah, you probably are. But none of those other fourth graders got to be Superman. So we can't thank Josh Rossi and his wife Roxana enough for that opportunity."
Oh, nice. Yeah, they took some amazing photographs and photoshopped them, you know, to make them look like movie posters, you know? It's like, I want to go see that movie with this kid, this Superman kid. So, do you feel like a superhero?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Cool. How come?
Well, first of all, because the photographer guy made me a superhero. And also, my heart is doing good right now.
You know, it takes a special kind of hero to go through all of the medical procedures that you've been through.
All my friends at school just say, "Man, how do you do that?" And I'm like, "Well, I just be as normal as I can be. And when I need to go to the hospital, I just go up and do whatever I need."
We're listening to Tegan in a recording taken from one of his dad's videos when he was quite young.
5, 6, 7, 8.
What kind of toys are those?
Smurfs.
Smurfs? You look like you've been playing a lot in here.
Yeah.
Did you get all the toys out?
Yes.
What's the worst day you ever had?
The worst day I ever had was probably every single day I got admitted to the hospital or diagnosed with something. But the number one worst day was that day that I told you about when my grandma was giving me a bath.
When you were really cold,
right? Yeah, and I was like 2 weeks old.
Even though you don't remember it? I'll bet that was the worst day.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do as you get older?
What do I do when I want to grow up?
Yeah.
When I'm a teenager, I want to work at Smith's or Target or something. But then when I'm an actual adult, I want to either be a respiratory therapist. I forgot what kind of surgeon it's called. It's a heart surgeon, or a music therapist at the hospital.
Wow, those are great aspirations. That'd be marvelous.
Daddy!
Hi, Bubba.
Daddy!
Who are you playing with?
Yeah, I mean, he's helped a lot of families, I would say. He's helped a lot of parents, because when you're told that your child, your newborn baby that you just brought into this world and you think is perfect, when the doctors tell you that they only have half a heart and that you have three options of either putting your child through open heart surgery, waiting for a baby heart transplant, or taking them home and just letting them naturally pass away.
That must have been very difficult.
So we got that diagnosis. Some people get it at their 20-week ultrasound while they're pregnant. Like Tegan told you, all my ultrasounds were normal. We didn't find out till Tegan was 4 days old. So it was kind of a shock to us. And my husband immediately went to the internet and started looking up this diagnosis called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, whatever the heck that is. And all he could find was tribute videos to babies, to kids that had died. And we thought that was our future. So it was really hard to find any success stories, but we talked to the doctors and they told us there's an 80% success rate. You know, he really could live a pretty normal life throughout time of those first few weeks in the hospital, we did find other families that had kids that were thriving. And then that became our goal, is kind of like Tegan was talking about. My husband wanted to put out YouTube videos of Tegan doing normal things because he wanted people to have hope that these kids can live a pretty normal life.
The main way that I help people is when me and my dad did old YouTube videos to show them, to show people with the same condition that I have, that their kid can be normal too.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I think that's really good. You have a lot of heart.
Well, I was only 3 when I did that. That was mainly my dad.
During the interview, I pulled out an 8x10 copy of Tegan's Superman picture. Look what I printed up.
I have that in my room.
I know. You've got a big giant size, don't you?
I will sign that for you.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That'd be nice. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Me.
You're going to be yourself?
Yeah.
Not Superman?
No, Superman.
Superman. Okay.
Because Superman is...
Boy, I was slow on the uptake on that one. Okay. I have a picture that I printed. What did I do with my pen? There it is. Come on around here, and you can sign this for me.
All right. Does it need to be in cursive?
I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Ooh, Tegan Dash.
Tegan Dash Pettit.
Pettit, okay.
Slash Superman.
Tegan Dash Pettit, Superman. A boy with lots of heart. If you'd like to see Tegan's superhero photo, just Google Tegan Pettit, superhero. That's TEAGANPETTIT. Or go to Facebook and search Tegan's incredible heart. Tegan Dash Pettit, Superboy, happy and strong. Script by Lynn Wing, produced by Brent Marshall for the Vision series by VoicesNow.com.